care, I'ma be a trillionaire. Like.
Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back, everybody, to the I Love Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Adam Roach, and today is your lucky day because this is the final step in your six steps in the recruiting equation. So let's go back to step number one. What was step number one? Relationships. Step number two, all the way to now, we had relationships, which was the recruiting equation, plus validity plus value over time equals step number six, which is self-discovery. Yes, this is the time where that agent that you have been recruiting or that entire pipeline that you have been recruiting discovers and self-discovers that you are the reason they need to join your company. So here's what I want you to do. If you're driving, don't do this. Listen to it, go back and do it when you get to a place where it's safe. If you're just sitting there listening, I want you to pull out a pad of paper and a pen. If you're watching on YouTube, watch me because I will teach you what we're getting ready to do. And I'm going to get ready to teach you what's called the story model. Now, why is the story model important? Well, I'll tell you this. Because right now what's happening is a story, right? As they are self-discovering that you are the point of value, that you and the company is the point of value to help them close the gap between where they are and where they want to be, a story happens. Okay, so take that sheet of paper out. And I want you to draw a circle. And the circle is going to represent a clock. And at 12 o'clock, I want you to write something happens. Okay? Because in self-discovery step, something is going to happen to that recruit. We don't know what it is. The broker may upset them or piss them off. The broker may change their split. Something maybe positive could happen, but it doesn't, I don't know, positively affect the recruit. Let me share with you something that happened that I used to do in recruiting. I would pick the agents that I knew I really wanted to recruit, and I would pour into them, period. Pour into them. And I would pour into them to the best of my ability based on their value gap. And there was this one agent this one time that I would send her a book every single month, unsolicited. She didn't know I was going to be sending them to her, but I would send them based on my appointment with her, multiple appointments, as she did shut me down. And I would send books based on the value gap, okay? She did join us eventually. And what she told me when she finally joined was, Adam, you did such a good job of sending me books. I probably sent her at least 8 or 9 books. So one book a month I would send her. She goes, by about the third or fourth book, it would come from you. And here's what the fun part was. I would take one of those manila envelopes, right? And clearly I would write on their address and her address and my address and stuff like that. But I would always write something fun on the package. Like, hey, here is your next step to whatever. Achieving $100 million in sales, or hey, listen, just thought, and I put this on the outside of the package, I'd leave a note. And sometimes I would be a little bit of a jerk and say, dear Mr. or Mrs. Broker, this book is for so-and-so. And it got to the point when that agent joined me, she said, yeah, do you realize that you started sending all those books? And by about the fourth, the fifth, or sixth time, the broker would come to me and say, hey, here's another book from Adam Roach. Can you believe that? How cool is that? So 12 o'clock, something happens. 2 o'clock, a reaction. There is a reaction. So we've got 12 o'clock, something happens. 2 o'clock, a reaction. We don't know what that reaction is, right? So if something happens at their brokerage and that, let's say that action is or something happening is negative, right? The splits change, not in their favor. They're going to react, right? They're going to react and going to think, oh my gosh, that's so disappointing. Or, oh my gosh, that's not going to help me. Because at 4 o'clock on your dial, I want you to write the word judgment. So we have 12 o'clock, something happens. 2 o'clock, there is a reaction. And 4 o'clock, there's a judgment, right? And that judgment is usually negative, unfortunately, right? They're going to judge whatever that just happened on how does that impact them in their lives. Let's go to 6 o'clock. What happens at 6 o'clock? Gang, this truly is where they have self-discovery because they create a story in their head. That's right. Now let's pause for a second, because how many of us can relate to this story model already? Something happened, we react to it, we judge it, and then we create a story in our head.
This episode of the I Love Recruiting Podcast is being brought to you by Recruiting Bridge. Recruiting Bridge has been the trusted global recruiting platform inside of Keller Williams for the last 6 years. Are you an agent looking to grow your profit share or a team leader looking to grow your market center? Recruiting Bridge is the answer. Over the last 6 years, Recruiting Bridge has helped Keller Williams Realty grow by nearly 100,000 agents. Go to recruitingbridge.com and start your 60-day free trial today. Recruitingbridge.com.
So if you're at home and you're keeping score, I want you to take your pen and I want you to go from 12 o'clock down to 6 o'clock, and I want you to draw an infinity symbol, because that is what happens every day in life, period. Something happens, we create a story. If we're on the right side of that dial, we're going to have a reaction and then a judgment. Okay, so let's go back to recruiting. Something happens, react, judge, story. That story can be, oh my gosh, my broker's never given me this many books. And Adam has sent me now 7 books once a month for 7 months. The story is, that guy really wants to give me value. The story is, that guy just likes to send books. The story is, whatever the story is in their head, they're going to start to create it. Now, I'm sure we could go down the path of the negative, right? Let's go to the negative, and let's say they start to horribleize things, right? We all have a tendency to do this in our heads. We horribleize our stories. Now, in this case, let's say that the broker changed their splits, or let's say that they had an increase in the tech fee, or let's say that an increase in something that did not bear well in the favor of the agent. So the story is, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make as much money. Let's go to the left side of the dial now, 8 o'clock. I want you to write down the words seeks evidence, okay? So they're seeking evidence. If we go back to my book example, the evidence is this agent had 6, 7, 8, 9 books stacked on her desk, and there was the evidence that I was consistently providing value. Or let's go on the other side. Let's say that that brokerage increased their splits or decreased their splits of the agents or increased something, right, that was not in the favor of the agent. They go to seek evidence, meaning they might go gossip about it, or they might go Google something, or they might go do something, because they're seeking evidence to what? Their story, right? So I want you to see that. 12 o'clock, something happens. 2 o'clock, there's a reaction. 4 o'clock, there's a judgment. 6 o'clock, there is a story created. 8 o'clock, they're seeking evidence. And what do they do at 10 o'clock? They change their future, right? They're changing their future now in, hopefully, your favor. And what do I mean by your favor? That is the recruiting equation. They self-discover that you are that value, right? They're seeking evidence at 8 o'clock, and come 10 o'clock on your dial, they are changing their path. They're seeking a different future. They're changing their future. And when you align yourself with value over time, remember, it's part of the equation. When you become that individual, that point of value consistently over time, it will change the future, period. Okay, now what happens after the future changes? Something happens again. Now, we'll pause right there, because gang, you can use this story model for everything in your world, everything. You can use this for your life, your finances, your health, your spirituality, your fitness, whatever it may be. Pay attention to the story model, because again, this isn't just for recruiting. This is for everything. Pay attention to how you're showing up, because this is really, really, really important. As a human being, right? As a parent, as a sibling, as a child, whatever it may be, right? Pay attention to your story model. So that's it, gang. That is our step number 6 in the recruiting equation. Super excited I got to share that with you. If you're watching on YouTube, here you go. I just held this up. You can see the story model. I'll take a picture of this and I'll post it on, drumroll please, because I'm getting ready to invite you all to something new. Something that I'm launching probably later this week is going to be called the Art of Recruiting Group, Facebook Group. The Art of Recruiting Facebook Group. In there, I'm literally, my intention, because at the I Love Recruiting Company, we have a goal to help recruit 100 million people. With this Facebook group, my goal is to get every recruiter on the planet to be in this group. And inside of this group, I want to share value. I want there to be massive dialogue going on. I want to share wins, failures. I want you to share everything to help a tribe, a group, a community become better recruiters. So Facebook, go to the Art of Recruiting is the group page, or you can go to iloverecruitingagents.com and it will redirect you to that page. Super excited because I want you to also pay attention. Probably in the next month or so, I'm going to do a beta thought. I'm going to do a live Facebook just specifically for that group members, those group members. And I'm going to do a beta training on recruiting coaching. We've got a great coaching program going on right now with one-on-ones. And I want to appeal this to the masses. So I'm going to do a beta version of what I'm focusing on building this modules for how to recruit at a higher level. And so I can teach you how I recruited over 1,000 agents in under 7 years, how I held over, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many appointments I had, but I want to give you this the systems and the steps that I used to do that. And I want to do that all in the Facebook group called The Art of Recruiting. So go check it out. Go join that group and we will see you in there on the flip side. Okay, everybody, take care. My name is Adam Roach. I am your host of the I Love Recruiting podcast. Take care. See you. Bye.